Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. A longtime member of the Moline Police Department will probably be its next chief. Today, City Administrator Douglas Maxiner announced his choice of John Hitchcock. The appointment will go to the City Council next Tuesday for its approval. Hitchcock has been serving as interim police chief since last summer, following the retirement of Public Safety Director Kim Hankins. Hitchcock began his career as a patrol officer in Moline in 1992. He was selected from a pool of 49 applicants from 16 states and 4 countries. A group of University of Iowa students is waiting to find out if its status as a registered student group will be restored while a lawsuit plays out in federal court. Michelle O'Neill has more.
The group, known as BLINK, Business Leaders in Christ, sued the university after it revoked its registration as an official student group. Jake Estelle, president of BLINK, says they just want to be treated the same as other student groups.
The university wouldn't force an environmental group to select a climate change defer as a leader, or a Muslim group to select a Christian student as its leader, or a pro-choice group to have pro-life leaders. BLINK just wants the same right to select leaders who will actually affirm its beliefs.
The lawyer for the university argues the group violated the human rights policy of the school and the Iowa Civil Rights Act. The judge said she'll issue a ruling within 1 week. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
University of Illinois trustees have voted to freeze the school's base tuition for incoming in-state freshmen for a 4th consecutive year. University President Timothy Killeen made the recommendation to the Board of Trustees in an effort to stop an exodus of Illinois high school graduates leaving for other states. The board voted today approving the freeze for the university system's 3 campuses. Illinois residents will pay $12,036 a year at the Urbana-Champaign campus. The 4-year freeze matches the longest consecutive freeze since a 4-year stretch from 1974 through 1977. Well, the head of the Iowa Department of Human Services on Wednesday admitted problems with Iowa's new family planning program that takes the place of Planned Parenthood clinics around the state. The state revamped the services after lawmakers said no state money should go to clinics that perform abortions. Joyce Russell has more.
With Planned Parenthood out of the picture, the state is redirecting funds to other clinics for subsidized birth control. One lawmaker who opposed the change asked DHS Director Jerry Foxhoven how many providers there are and who's getting help. Foxhoven says the number of claims so far has dropped. He said it appears patients are not using all the providers who are out there.
We need to make sure that all the patients know what's all available to them, and I think that we were at fault for that.
Foxhoven says DHS will conduct a public information campaign once they have a good, clean list of providers. He says dentists and others who don't distribute birth control filled out forms that put them on the list. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.
New data from the University of Illinois' expanded background checks policy show the school withdrew 35 job offers across 3 campuses last year. The Champaign News-Gazette reports the data was shared with trustees on Wednesday. The 2017 number is triple the number from the previous year, but encompasses just 0.3% of the total background checks conducted. According to the university, most were for civil service or other jobs with the university, and only one was for an academic or professional position. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.